Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that there are, and actually in the Mishnah before, that there are nine people involved in bringing up the limbs of the limbs and other associated pieces of the Karban Tamid to the Kevesh and later to the Mizbeach. So Mishnah Hay elaborates on that a little bit more. Tamid Kariv Betisha Ba'asara Ba'acharasar B'shtemasar. Actually, it is usually nine people involved, but sometimes bringing the Tamid up to the ramp and then onto the Mizbeach involves more than nine people. Sometimes it's nine, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 11, and sometimes it's 12. Lo pachos, never less than nine, velo yoser, and never more than 12. Ketzad, so what are the cases? Atzmo betisha, right? The Tamid itself takes nine. We've talked about that before. Again, number one is the head and the right hind leg. Number two is the both forelegs. Number three is the tail, the hindquarters, and the left hind leg. Number four is the chest and the neck. Number five is the two sides of the animal with the spine. And number six is the innards, followed by three people to bring in the other stuff. Number seven for the flour, number eight for the minchas chavitin, and number nine for the wine for the nesachim. So that's the standard nine. Bechag, if it is Sukkos, so then on Sukkos, in addition to pouring wine on the Mizbeach with the Karban Tamid, we also pour water on the Mizbeach for the Karban Tamid, unique to the Chag of Sukkos. And therefore, B'yad Echad, Tzolochis Shomayim. There's one guy holding the bowl of water, right? The container of water. Harekan Asara. So that's 10. 9 plus the water. Bein Harbayim, every afternoon, right? There's a Tamid in the afternoon as well. So Bein Harbayim Be'acharasar. When we bring the carbon of Tamid, Shal Bein Harbayim, that actually requires 11 people. Why 11? Hu atzo betisha, right? Itself, the regular, the nine that we've talked about before, those are the standard nine. But there were also two more. Ushnayim biyadam shnei gizri etzim. There are also two people, each of whom is carrying a piece of wood to go on the Mizbeach. There is a mitzvah to add two pieces of wood to the ma'aracha, to the arrangement of wood on the Mizbeach, before the Karban Tamid goes on the fire. Right, the pasuk says ve'orachu etzim al ha'esh, before putting on the aracha ha'ola, before putting the ola on top of the tamid on top of the wood, which is in the fire, and so we do that in the afternoon. We don't have to do that in the morning because, as we noted earlier, this is part of Trumas HaDeshen, right? When he clears off, he takes some, they push all the ashes into the center to add them to the tapuach. Then they scoop out some ashes, and then they do the other stuff, which includes getting the wood ready and putting on the Shnei Gezrei Itzim in the morning, getting the ma'aracha arranged and started. So that's all done in the morning before we even start the Tamid. But in the afternoon, everything's going, and so the two pieces of wood that have to go on before the Tamid come up with the Tamid, and that's people 10 and 11. In addition, Mishnah tells us, that's not the only case of 11. U'b'Shabbos b'acharasar. Shabbos morning is also 11. Why is Shabbos morning also 11? Hu atzma v'tisha, right? The Tamid is the same 9. Ushnayim, and there are two additional kohanim, biyadam shnei bazichei levona shalechem apanim. There are also two additional kohanim holding the two bowls of levona from the lechem apanim. The lechem apanim sits on the shulchan in the kodesh all week. In addition to the loaves of bread that sit on the shulchan, there are also these two bowls of levona, of frankincense. And the levona, like the lechem, is refreshed every Shabbos, right? Every Shabbos we put on new bread and take off the old bread, and so too we put on new levona and take off the old levona. Now, every korban that is eaten has some piece that goes on the mizbeach. The lechem hapanim does not have a piece that goes on the mizbeach. And so, instead, the levona, which is considered part of the lechem hapanim, goes on the Mizbeach. And so the Levona is brought on the Mizbeach, and then the Kohanim eat the Lechem upon him. And that's what we're talking about here. These two bowls of Levona come up with the Karban HaTamid on Shabbos morning. And then subsequently, the Kohanim can then eat the Lechem upon him. And so that is also 11. And so 12 is then an addition of the two previous cases, right? So B'Shabbos, Shibasocha Chag, on Shabbos morning of Sukkos, right? It's Shabbos on Sukkos, so Shabbos Cholamoid, or Shabbos Yontif, Biad Echad Tzolcha Shomayim. So we have the nine regular people, the nine regular Kohanim that are, or the nine Kohanim that are regularly required, the two additional Kohanim for the bowls of Levona from the Lechem Aponim because it's Shabbos, and then one additional Kohen for the jug of water for Nisach HaMayim because it's Sukkos, and that is 12.